In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Advent is a time of hope. This year, as the season of Advent begins, it begins in a very troubled world. It begins in a nation that is on the brink of war. It begins in spite of the threat of terrorism, in spite of the possibility of war, in spite of the fact that we have an economy in our nation, indeed in the world, that is very tenuous at best. And yet, in spite of that, as we listen to the songs on the radio, we are encouraged to have ourselves a merry little Christmas and to deck the halls with boughs of holly and all kinds of things like that. But perhaps that is a diversion from the cold reality of the way things are in the world today. What a blessing it is that the church observes this season called Advent, a season of hope. The word of God for today proclaims Hosanna, a word that simply means and powerfully means, Lord, save us. It was the song of God's people in the Old Testament, in their hymnal, and ours too, of course, the Psalms. It was the cry of the people of Jerusalem as they welcomed Jesus, the Savior, on his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday. It is also our prayer and our song of praise today as the church continues to sing this wonderful word, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Our text today is the traditional gospel for this, the first week of Advent. It features Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And as we know, the purpose of his coming to Jerusalem was his death by crucifixion. Jesus was welcomed as a king. But he came as a very unique king, not riding the usual horse, symbolic of war, but he came riding a donkey, symbolic of peace. But again, a very unique kind of peace, because Jesus came to bring peace between God and man. Because of our sin, we had no peace. There was separation between us and God. A separation not only in this life, but a separation that would have gone on into eternity. That awareness was certainly part of our confession of sins that we made just before. For sin is not just a problem out there in the world, but it's a problem here too, in this community, a problem in our hearts and in our lives. The familiar words of Martin Luther strike home. We daily sin much and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. And yet we can cry out with The Palm Sunday crowds, Hosanna! Lord, save me! Save us! Because Jesus Christ came for this very reason. That's why Advent is such a wonderful time for us and for the church. Jesus came to save us from our sins. He came to die our death, and on Easter to triumphantly burst forth from the tomb to guarantee that we would have the life that we lost because of our sin. Jesus came so that we would have the victory that he earned over all our enemies of sin and Satan and death itself. In him we have peace, for as St. Paul said, he himself is our peace. And so what the crowd sang back then, we also sing today. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, and that means that heaven and earth are joined together in this wonderful song of praise and this prayer of hope, because after all, it's Advent. It's a time of hope, not hope that is vague, but hope that is grounded in Jesus Christ, who once came and who promised that he's going to come again. We also sing Hosanna as we prepare to receive the sacred meal that our Lord has given to us. Our Lord comes to us today with the gift of Holy Communion. He feeds us with heavenly food so that we can be nourished on our earthly journey. With all the concerns, problems, and the realities in this seminary community, our Lord gives us peace, true peace, not in a worldly way, but in his word, a word that always reminds us, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And for this moment, we realize that truly, heaven and earth are joined together in this song of praise and this prayer of hope. Because it's Advent, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.